Derek and his wife Allison currently live in Mobile, but spent most of their early lives in Austin, Texas. Derek is a native and Allison attended the University of Texas. While visiting StoryCorps, they both share unique anecdotes about the two cities, and Garrick explains that the embracive attitudes of Mobilians is the reason he's so in love with the city.
Do you ever regret staying in Mobile?
Not at all. A lot of people ask me that. It's like, oh, would you ever want to move back to Austin? And the simple answer is that I can't, because that Austin doesn't exist anymore. It's a city that's been replaced by, you know, the new California, or it's been overwhelmed by other things. Back when I was growing up, Austin was a city that you could bike around on, and they would judge you, but they would appreciate you for being individualistic. Now it seems a little too overwhelmed by money.
Commercialism.
And seeing all the startup places that happened in Austin, Liberty Lunch, where different musicians could come in. I miss that about Austin. It seemed like every restaurant on the weekend will always have live music. But we don't have that here in Mobile. We have sound places and restaurants and there's bands, but we don't have a lot of, like, oh, we have a live band, of course, on a weekend, or here's a new art exhibit in a restaurant all the time.
Yeah, I think Mobile is still trying to figure out how to bridge that gap between going out to dinner and, like, the late night bar crowd, you know? Mobile, in a lot of ways, is really kind of, it's a wonderful city, but it can be very bound by convention. So it's kind of like, you know, even if it's broke, still don't fix it. Because God forbid we change anything. And Austin is sort of like 180 degrees, the polar opposite. And, you know, it's just really fun and interesting, the spirit there.
I like that about Austin. Growing up there, we had moved from Houston to Austin in, I think it was 79, 80, and watching Austin go from a small place where it's just a college and a capital and not much else going on to becoming that city where it's born of German utopians and hillbillies and rednecks and youthful movement of just people that just want to be there and say, let's try something new. And everyone would give you support to try something new.
Mobile definitely has its kind of own weird version of tolerance. It's different. You know, it's like Eugene Walter, the writer, you know, who I've bought you a lot of his books.
I love them. They're great.
But, you know, he talks about Mobile and other communities like it being south of the Salt Line, and everything's kind of different. Everyone's crazy.
But I fell in love with the people here because they're so warm and inviting. But there was that stickler for tradition. And you see that nowadays with Mardi Gras. And, you know, as tiny of a city as this is, they're still divided by little neighborhoods and communities and church. And the biggest surprise is by schools, you know. But I like Mobile because when I moved here, it did have that sense of 1980s Austin where anything could happen. And it was nice to be older and appreciate that.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.